Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Mink, and it's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. The Ravens are coming off a tough loss last week to the Steelers. They're trying to get back on track this weekend against the Washington Redskins, who are one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. They've won three straight games, and the most popular question we got on Facebook and on Twitter: how do the Ravens stop RG3?
Yeah, that's the question of the week, you know? I mean, it's not an easy task whatsoever. I think the case really is that you have to contain him. That's the best plan in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, you can hit RG3 a few times. You might be able to rattle him a little bit. That kind of happened in Atlanta. He had to leave that game. But I don't think that means you send a lot of blitzers, because when you do that, he can beat you quickly to the edge. Once you lose that edge containment, it's a 50-yard gain, you know.
He's so fast, and lightning, you know, lightning strikes, and he's just up the field in no time.
Exactly. I think the whole key to stopping RG3 and the Redskins' offense is discipline, eye discipline in particular. You have to watch for a lot of those pistol formation reads. I'm sure you can explain the pistol offense for us. You have to really keep an eye on that, because it's tough to determine whether they're running the ball with Alfred Morris or whether RG3 is going to keep the ball, and you just have to keep him in the pocket, make him throw.
Well, you mentioned the pistol offense is interesting, because they're basically running the offense that he ran at Baylor, and a lot of people said this kind of offense will never work in the NFL. Players are too fast. They get to the quarterback too quickly. Well, he's kind of disproving a lot of these notions, and they've really tailored their offense to fit him, and their scheme is really built for him. And don't forget, he's more than just a runner. This guy has a huge arm. He can throw it deep over the top. They've got speedy wide receivers. Pierre Garçon is a good receiver free agent that they added. So they've got a lot of weapons on this offense, and they really appear to be hitting their stride kind of as they head late into the season. RG3 is more comfortable in that offense. It's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough task for this Ravens defense. All right, the next question deals with the Ravens offense and quarterback Joe Flacco. Lynn Murphy gets a little creative here. She says, does Joe know scrambling isn't just for eggs? Why doesn't he run the ball more often?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think that Joe could sometimes kind of tuck the ball and take off a little bit more. I know, you know, against the Steelers last week, go four wide. Mm-hmm. James Harrison comes around behind Joe, strip sack. That was really the play of the game. That was a turning point in the game. Had he tucked that ball, I think he would have had some room to run. There's been a few examples. You know, there's the third and two against the Steelers this season. The Ravens are trying to seal the game. Joe Flacco once again was told, don't throw an interception. If it's wide open, take it. If it's not, then take the sack. Well, what about running the ball? You know, I mean, I think that was an option there. He could have scrambled. We've seen kind of, I like to call him Crazy Legs Joe. We've seen Crazy Legs Joe before, and it's pretty effective. So I think he could scramble a little bit.
He's a guy that doesn't really like to run. He's the pure pocket passer, the prototype guy, big, strong arm quarterback who likes to drop back, throw the ball, isn't really much of a runner. His first look is to pass the ball, not to run. You talk about a guy like RG3, he's always kind of looking to run.
Right.
Joe hardly ever looks to run. He only has 25 rushing yards on the year. But I agree with you. I would like to see a little bit more, especially maybe on some of those rollout plays where he has 5 or 10 yards that he can just take. Just go ahead and take the yards and then, you know, live to see another down. All right, next question. James Christopher wants to know, what happened to the so-called no-huddle offense? The Ravens have really kind of backed off of it recently.
Yeah, well, I think it was really kind of their strategy going into the year, and it was working early on. It's definitely worked in the season opener against the Bengals, but then when you stumble a little bit in Philadelphia with it, and then you have troubles on the road in Houston using it a little bit, you have troubles on the road in Kansas City using it, then you start to question, well, is this really the best strategy? Should we be handing the ball off more, trying to get into a rhythm that way, and then if we get a little bit of momentum, then go into the no huddle? Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, the Ravens offense really hasn't had a lot of momentum.
You got to get into the rhythm.
Right, you got to get into the rhythm. So recently, besides, you know, the Oakland game and whatnot, hasn't been in a rhythm much, you know, for a couple series in San Diego it was. But so I think until the offense starts performing more consistently, then you won't see a lot of no-huddle offense. And once it does, then, yeah, they'll pick up the pace.
What I've noticed is there have been certain situations. I saw it last week against the Steelers. They'll have a big play down the field, maybe a 10, 15, 20-yard gain, and then they just hurry up to the line and try to kind of quick snap the defense to catch them off guard.
Right, that's what happened with the Anquan Boldin touchdown against the Steelers last week. You know, that was a no-huddle. That was quick, hurry up, let's get to the line, and it worked.
Yeah, but what we haven't seen is where you just come out and you never huddle for an entire series.
Correct.
And that's the biggest difference. And I would kind of expect in these last four games to see what we've seen recently, not doing the whole no huddle for an entire series, but more of the, if you get a big play, hurry up to the line and try to, you know, pressure, put the pressure on that defense to get set quickly and maybe catch them off guard.
Especially when the Ravens defense is as banged up as it is. Yeah. You know, you don't want to have really quick three and outs and then be putting a tired defense back on the field.
That's absolutely right. And you definitely don't want a tired defense to be out there this Sunday against RG3 because he can make them pay. All right, Ravens fans, so that's all the time we have for today, but make sure you keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.